Nashville's water department is trying a new kind of outsourcing. Maintenance of a 3-mile levee around Metro Center has been handed over to a herd of goats.
Come on, girls.
Josh DeLosier rattles a bucket of feed to get the attention of the 105 goats that are deployed for the next 2 months.
Just what they're designed to do. They love these hills.
DeLosier put up an electrified fence around a 4-acre section. He plans to work the goats along the steep slope that protects a major office park from the Cumberland River. Already, the mundane munching has become a spectacle.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Tony Burdick rides his bike along the greenway atop the levee nearly every day. He recalls how last year it took bush hogs and chainsaws to tame the hillside.
They had men working here for weeks, so I think using goats is very clever idea.
Keeping the brush knocked down is not about aesthetics. It's a safety issue, says Sonia Allman with the water department.
You're wanting to always be able to, you know, make sure that there's not anything type of erosion, there's not any type of landslide, there's not any type of sinkhole, there aren't large trees that could be compromising it, and it's difficult to do when it's completely overgrown.
The city has had some trouble keeping the levee up to Corps of Engineers standards in recent years. The goats are meant to be a cost-effective solution. At $38,000, they're a steal compared to paying $100,000 for a human crew. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.